Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Well, he's here, and we're going to find out how much he weighs. Hammer joins Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. Good morning.
Boy, I'm out of breath because I'm running to get here in time. I normally get off on the highway, and I get off from 70 on the exit that is Illinois Street Meridian.
Oh, is this going to be some old man driving story? Is this what this is going to be?
Yeah, it's a little break from the old man politics that you have. So let me entertain
your
audience
for just a
second.
Tell us about your poor driving.
What happened?
My poor driving? The road was closed. My question is, why does the city of Indianapolis decide to close Illinois Street, which leads you into downtown, the weekend where we've got the PopCon convention, two big NBA playoff games.
Right.
All week long, not a damn thing's been happening in Indianapolis. But yet now, when you get off on the highway, you've got to navigate around and play, you know, some sort of, you know, navigator game just to get where you want to be.
Yeah, well, okay, I'm going to side with you on that. That is a poor move. I just thought you were being a prima donna about your driving, but no.
What was it? Was it construction or?
Yeah, they've got the orange barrels out, and you cannot drive here, road closed.
Oh, yeah.
It's right by the bridge, kind of near where Slippery Noodle area
does
is.
Seem like it, because they'd had that down to one lane. That's how I come into work each morning. And
maybe they're installing the ramp metering.
probably something is equally useless. But yes, good point.
But does, like, the folks at the, you know, group that puts the construction together, do they not check the calendars with anybody else? Because it feels like this happens a lot. Like, how many years do we have, like, construction starting the week before the Indy 500 on Crawfordsville
Road? Yeah, that's a great point. That's a fair point. All right, Chunky, you ready to get up on the stage and find out how chubby you are?
239.4. That's what I got to beat this week.
All right, let's go. Let's see, that would put him down, what is that, 32-ish pounds throughout the course of the whole process. And there, now you're going over the scale and looking at it. And,
he's got it, I feel like.
Look at your crack pipe and smoke it.
How did Brownsburg Sucks get into...
It's really just a knock on you.
Oh,
I have nothing against the fine people.
Oh, now I'm responsible for what's going on out there.
I feel
thank you.
I can tell just by looking at you that you've lost weight, if you're going to make it or not. But you're definitely looking trim and thin.
Thank you.
Days.
And let the record clearly state, there's none of that Ozempic crap going on here.
He doesn't have Ozempic face.
Like, there's some personalities on other radio stations throughout the city. They're doing endorsements for these weight loss drugs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
None of that's happening here. It's pure 100% American badass, just deciding not to eat so damn much, mixing in a little bit more water, and working it off.
There you go.
You're down 33 pounds now, and I think you've done it the right way this time. And I hope for your own personal health, you don't just explode with weight gain like you've done in the past. I hope this has inspired you to be more healthy year-round.
Right, because in the past, I've wanted to get this quest to 50 pounds done as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
And there'd be times where I wouldn't eat or, you know, whatever, you know, and I didn't want to do that this time around. I want to make it like an actual life change.
Yeah.
And we're doing it right, I think, this time. 1 pound a week, kind of maybe two once in a while.
Yep.
And I think this is the right way to do it. So anybody that's telling you on the radio, I'm taking this weight loss drug, not here, baby.
Yeah.
Suck it.
Yeah. All right. Well, okay. So that leads us to what the Colts kind of did to the fan base last night. Kind of a disappointing pick at number 15.
Like, I don't know what to think about this. I really don't. Because all these mock drafts, now, again, normally you can just print the mock draft off, wipe your backside with it. That's all they're valued for. But had wide receiver or a lockdown member of the secondary. But the way the draft played out, there were no defensive players taken when the Colts were on the board.
Yeah, they were number one.
So they got the choice of all the defensive players that were available. And the good news is the best pass rusher in college football, by a long shot, was available. Now, the bad news is he's got a history of neck injuries and had to retire at one point and then came back.
And then I was listening to the Fan Morning Show today coming in, and they were talking about his answer on what happened with his neck is this bizarro thing where he tried to say they didn't check him because of COVID. And then Andy Sweeney pointed out, dude, you were out of the game for like a year, 2 years. I don't think that was COVID related. So nobody really knows. But apparently past the Colts physical, you'd assume.
Right. And all the NFL draft guys like on set say he's by far the best pass rusher in this year's draft. Now, can he stay healthy? That's the question. So we'll see.
Kind of boring pick, though. I wanted some excitement. I was thinking, we trade up for Marvin Harrison Jr. Do we trade up and get Brock Bowers? We got an edge rusher. Kind of boring.
I mean, good teams need an edge rusher. They do. But Chris Ballard doesn't have a great track record of trying to find that edge rusher.
You know who stole the draft, and I'm giving an A-plus to, is the Chicago Bears, because we got a quarterback and a receiver out of the draft.
A lot of quarterbacks went early.
It's rare I have anything nice to say about the Bears, so just let me have this for one day that I felt like the Bears aced the draft. And I don't know if I've ever said that in my entire adult life.
And from what I've seen, teams that win free agency in the draft always have success the next year.
You are going to eat it this year, buddy.
Or not.
I don't know what the win total for the Bears is, but anything under 13, I'm going over, baby. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an explosion of offense in the Windy City.
Just be honest. As a Bear fan, how is the city of Chicago, those big, fat, sausage-snorting Bear fans, going to react when Caleb Williams is walking around with his painted nails and doing his things that he likes to do?
We had Jim McMahon as the quarterback. It's going to be just fine, Hammer. Just let me have it. Just one day.
You got it. One day.
Just grit your teeth. Get through summer and football will be here.
Coming up this afternoon.
So we are also going to dive into this Indy 11 thing. There's a lot of layers. You should come back.
Oh, let's do it.
All right. Rob's going to join us this afternoon. And it's Beer Sample Friday.
Thanks, Hammer. You're listening to Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.